Joining us in studio this morning, Executive Director of Sterling Main Street, Jana Groh Herring. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Much better. It's a much nicer day today than it was last time I was out here last month.
I have some issues with recognizing people with the mask thing on, but I think you came in, it was like, she just got back from Siberia.
It's kind of what it felt like out there.
I think we have put that well behind us.
Yes.
Moving ahead nicely.
Very much so. The snow is melting quickly, and I like that.
Well, I've been cruising, as I do often frequently, through the Sterling Main Street Facebook page, and I've been kind of saying something's happening. I'm not going to talk about it. I was going to let you talk about it and then ask you, what have you been doing in your spare time? And
what spare time? Yes, that is the question.
So you kind of put the wheels out and made a little move.
Yeah, we are in the process of moving into a new office. We've been at 318 First Avenue across from the Little Chocolatier for a long time now. We started out in the small office on one side of the building. Another business wanted to go in there, so we moved over to the other side of the building. and we've been looking for a different space for a while now, and this kind of came up, I was somewhat quickly, but we will be moving over to 15 East 3rd Street tomorrow. We've been furiously packing this week and spent the day over there yesterday. But Vintage Cousins Emporium, who we share our current building with, is actually going to be expanding into our current location. They are growing, so they'll have a much bigger space now to add more vendors. They do a lot of, they've got a Build-A-Pet section. And they do birthday parties and things like that. Now that the COVID things have opened up a little bit, they're able to start doing those again. So this is going to give them more room to be able to spread out and do that well. So I think this is going to be a good move for downtown.
That's even double good news because,
yeah.
And you shouldn't feel bad moving to another. It doesn't create a vacancy.
No, we're not. It's going to allow it a relatively new. They're coming up on their second anniversary here at the end of April. So. So that'll be a nice little kickoff. So a little teaser for Vintage Cousins. Watch their Facebook page. They'll be teasing some stuff out here too. They're just itching for. I mean, they've already started moving in. We're not even out yet, and they're starting to move stuff over to our space, which is fine with me. Because as we've got things cleared up, but we've got movers coming tomorrow. The office we're moving into is right across the street from Smoked on Third. It was the most recently Paul Whitcomb's law office. He too has continued his expansion into Sterling. Instead of just renting now, they purchased a building downtown and moved their offices in there permanently. So they're now in Dixon and Sterling, and glad to see them make a permanent move to be part of our downtown as well. So. We'll be moving over into this space, and honestly, it's way more space than we really need just as from a Main Street perspective. So we will be turning it into more of a co-working shared office space. So if you're a small business or a remote worker, just maybe a single accountant that needs an office 6 months a year, we will hopefully be able to meet some of those types of needs for the community.
Wow.
As that trend grows.
Well, that's a great opportunity.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. So we've got a really cool opportunity to kind of incubate and launch some, help some other small businesses by making this move to this new space. So we're excited to see what happens. We'll probably look at holding like an open house later in March, early April. We've got a few renovations we're going to be doing to the building, hopefully. Started moving some furniture around, and as we moved some filing cabinets and stuff there, I'm like, they didn't paint behind the wall there. So we've got a few little maintenance and cleanup and, just some things that we need to take care of in the building. But once we get kind of situated in there, we'll probably look at having like an open house, within the next, a couple of months.
Can't wait for that.
Just to show people the new space. As we get it situated to a co-working space, we'll be posting and sharing more information about that. But if you know anybody looking for a small, like single person office or any kind of just a shared workspace, we've got 4 private offices available. We'll have a conference room.
Oh my.
Open workstations and stuff like that out in a common area. So hopefully we're finding this. I mean, you've seen this co-working shared office space kind of trend growing across the state, across the country, and stuff like that lately. And I think with the advent of COVID and remote working and all that stuff, I think we're going to see a little bit more of that. So we're hoping to fit a need here in the Sauk Valley.
Well, you certainly had a lot of people stepping up and helping out, too.
Yes, we kind of put a little plea out on Facebook to ask for just help. Lori and I went over there yesterday. We had, you know, we got a lot of the furniture that came with the building, so we needed to rearrange to make way for the stuff that we moved in. So, Brian Grummert's my board president. He stopped by for a little while, and Brady and Caitlin from ULY popped over. Mike Wilbur's our property manager. He was there to help the bulk of the day. Huge thanks to Smoked on Third, Michelle fed us yesterday, so she brought us over lunch. Mm.
That was difficult, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. That was challenging. you know, it's I love like our little downtown family. Yeah. Everybody just kind of pitches in and stuff like that. So it's gonna be a good thing. I'm excited about it, and I don't know. I feel like I'm like, okay, I don't know if the light's fully there at the end. You can start seeing the light at the end of the tunnel with the COVID stuff. The temperatures are warming up. The snow's melting. People are coming out more. I've just noticed just an uptick just in general foot traffic I've seen around the downtown in the last few weeks. And I just kind of feel like we've got some good momentum kind of rebuilding now from where we left off a year ago.
We don't have to worry about sliding down the sidewalk or ice falling on us.
Right.
So, yeah, everybody's going to be
I think this winter's everybody's just itching to get back outside again. So it's good to see. I always like this time of year.
Well, everybody's getting into the shouting out of the green with St. Patrick's Day arriving.
Yes.
Boy.
Yep. You're starting to see the St. Patrick's Day momentum popping up downtown. I know the precinct's got their big feast planned for next Saturday the 13th. They start serving usually about 11 o'clock in the morning. They go till they run out.
Mm-hmm.
Smoked on Third is running specials. I want to say, I don't have the dates in front of me. It's like the 11th through the 17th. They've got a whole, they're planning a whole week of corned beef specials. And if you have not had their Irish egg rolls, I highly recommend them. They are the bomb.
Keep hearing about those.
Yeah, they're delicious. I love them. They're like one of my favorite things. I'm so happy they carry them pretty much year round now.
Right.
Instead of just on just around the St. Patrick's Day. JJM and UOI are starting to bust out the shirts, you know, for any of your get festive that way. Kelly's, I'm sure, will be doing their carry out corned beef because it wouldn't be St. Patrick's Day without them.
I was trying to think. There was one more, and I'm trying to think of who it was. Oh, well.
Yeah. But so, I mean, the biggest thing is just watch Facebook page of the businesses and stuff like that. They're really starting to kind of amp up things going on as kind of everybody starts shaking off the winter and getting back out and getting back into the groove of things. Really, things are really starting to kind of move and open up some more.
Well, I love your Facebook page. You get so many links here, and you bring so much attention to just about everybody around.
We try. We certainly try.
And then, of course, the photos of the food, it doesn't help me at all. It's just like,
it's always easy to share the restaurant photos. Always got food and drink specials going on around the downtown. You got shopping specials. We've got, so much good stuff happening. Heck, even Grummert's, I was on the computer much yesterday since we were moving and stuff. But Grummert's has got, sharing tips on keeping your basement dry as things start, we start looking to the rainy season, the snow melt season, tips on making sure your sump pump's working properly and things like that to keep your basement dry. So, all our businesses are just so amazing downtown. Mead's kicking up their bike stock. Perfect time to get your bike in for a little spring tune-up before you start riding again for the season. Movie theater, things are popping back up at the movie theater. They had a really good weekend. Actually had a couple of sold-out shows now that they've got some new releases in. So I just kind of feel like it's a good time of year to be downtown Sterling.
Downtown Sterling. Speaking of downtown Sterling, I know where I'm going to be on May 2nd. How are we doing with the car show?
We are still planning full speed ahead with the car show. We had our first vehicle registered last week, a couple weeks ago. Guy stopped in and registered, so we've, that was nice. So we know we're getting there. As soon as this weather starts turning and the snow melts a little bit more, we work with 3D Sound every year for the car show. They help us a lot with publicity just at the shows they do. Their indoor shows, they're starting to kind of ramp up a little bit more. So people are itching to get out. They really are.
Now, of course, every Saturday,
yes.
The Twin Cities Farmers Market doing great and actually getting a few more things in there and a few more people need to get out of the house and get over there.
Yep, we got Cody will be back this week. We've got a guy, grows lettuce hydroponically, so we've got fresh greens. He's there every other Saturday. He started a couple weeks ago, so this Saturday he'll be there. As long as it holds out. So fresh lettuce this time of year, locally grown. That's hard to come by, so it goes quick. Baked goods, as always, we are starting the planning for opening the spring market. We're looking at doing like a little Earth Day event on April 24th, which will kind of serve as our opening of the outdoor market space for the season. It might be a little early. I mean, we may not be like full of vendors at that point, right, because some of the produce ones won't come until later in May when greens and that kind of stuff start coming on. But we will be starting to take applications for that here pretty soon. We're working with our current vendors and those that were there last year to see who's coming back for sure, and then we'll know how much room we've got to take on new applications. So keep watching the Main Street and the Twin City Farmers Markets Facebook pages for that information if you're interested in vending. Food product is always welcome. If you are baking and things like that, you do need to have all your proper licensures, because that's always a big question. You know, you can't necessarily just bake in your house. You've got to have your food sanitation permit, cottage license, or bake in a certified kitchen, things like that. You've got to have all that kind of stuff to sell at our market. Arts and crafts are always welcome. Does need to be original product. You know, because we do have limited space, we try to be as diverse as possible. So we don't have a lot of product duplication, especially in the arts and crafts arts and crafts products. Can't talk yet this morning. So looking forward to another great market season this year. So
It's first time I went last summer, I was like, well, this is more than just stuff to eat. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of great things that people have made and brought. It was like, wow, I wasn't expecting that.
We've got more than, you know, vegetables and things like that. We've got a plethora of baked goods. We've got a new vendor that's been down there with us for like the last month. I think I made a message. She's doing like the cocoa bombs. She's expanding into some other baked goods and biscottis and scones and things like that. So, I mean, our vendors really try to keep up with what the customers want. At Country Home Baking does lots of great little take-home meals and stuff like that. If you've got, you know, older parents or grandparents or something that you want to take a meal to, I mean, great little single serve, little pot pies. I mean, little casserole dishes. Everything is made totally from scratch. They're great little take-home heat and eat products, soup by the quart. Great little individual meals that are healthy and scratch made. So. Lots of options for everybody down there.
Looking forward to that. And the hours are 8 to noon.
Yep, eight till noon every Saturday.
Yeah, get on down there. Yep. We've got the sun shining, snow starting to melt, and looking for some donations possibly.
Oh, yeah, we're a little late. We usually do a sponsorship campaign for all of our events. We usually kick that off. Usually it's late January, early February. We have not done that yet this year. That will be coming hopefully by the end of this month. For our event sponsorships and stuff like that. But you can always make a donation to Sterling Main Street. One of the things that we're really trying to ramp up this year is our flower baskets. We do the lamppost flower baskets around the downtown every year. And hopefully we'll start noticing too, we planted, I can't even tell you, I shouldn't say I planted, Distinctive Gardens planted for us. We've got tulip and daffodil bulbs all over the downtown. So those will hopefully start popping up here in the next few weeks. I noticed as I was leaving my house this morning, I've got a patch of tulips that are maybe about an inch. The snow has melted enough. They're just starting to tuck up a little bit. Yep.
I got to look. Oh, man.
Yeah, I just noticed it as I was pulling out of the driveway this morning. Yeah, you can just start seeing the tips of them. So I'll check downtown today. But yeah, you'll start seeing a lot of spring color pop up downtown. And then we fill some of the raised planter beds around the downtown with annuals and things like that. So continue to add a lot of color downtown, but that also takes funds. And to keep them watered all season long, we've got a great Tom Bittner. He's actually retired from Public Works. So we hire him throughout the summer to drive around our water wagon. You may see him early in the mornings. We've got a little UTV with a 200-gallon water tank behind it. So yeah, I call it the water wagon. I don't know what else to refer to it as. But you'll see him for, you know, 3-4 days a week at least, tooling around the downtown bright and early, crack of dawn, keeping all our flowers watered for us. So hoping to, you know, garner some donations to help us just cover the cost of that kind of stuff. I mean, it really just adds so much color and beauty to our downtown. So you can actually just go to our website, sterlingmainstreet.org. And quite literally on any page, on the Facebook page, like on the one of the widgets, it's, well, if you're scrolling on your phone, it'll be down to the bottom of the page. If you're on a desktop computer, it'll be on your right-hand side. There's a little button there that says Donate Now. You can just click that, and it'll walk you right through our Square system to make a little credit card donation. Or you can always mail them to the office or drop by. But we are always welcoming donations for any of that kind of stuff. One of the other projects that kind of came out of COVID that we'll be hopefully doing this spring is we'll be installing some permanent picnic tables down in Dale Park. Last summer, we had busted out our rickety wooden ones that we use for events as a kind of temporary fix to needing some more outdoor dining space down in Dale Park. And that worked out so well, and people were using them throughout the season. We will be installing some permanent ones, nice metal permanent ones there, hopefully this later this spring, hopefully before we start our pop-up markets at the end of May.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Man. And so those pop-up markets, we didn't get any in last year, but
no,
but
yeah,
I'll tell you what, the summer before 2019, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yep. So, I mean, it's nice to be able to do that again. We did, you know, we lost a fair amount of revenue last year because we weren't able to do any of our fundraising events. But all of you know, the community's donations, the businesses' donations, the money we raised from doing our car show and Hops on the Rock and things like that, you know, all of those funds go right back into the downtown, whether it's the flowers or picnic tables or just general advertising to help everybody know what's going on in the downtown, things like that. You know, everything we do, we give right back. So everybody, every little bit helps.
So moving day tomorrow, but yes, that doesn't mean you can't be gotten a hold of.
Yeah. Our phones may be down a little bit tomorrow morning while the Comcast service transfers, but I think if we do this right, it should go to a new cloud-based voicemail system. I'm not going to guarantee that.
Oh boy, but one of those.
Yeah. Gotta love the virtual world. It's so much easier. I can just check the answering machine at the office from my cell phone. I don't have to go in the office. 9 times out of 10, I can transfer the office phone number to myself, so it just rings on my cell phone anyways. I'm never off work. That's kind of, you know, but you find us on Facebook, shoot me an email, leave a voicemail. We're not hard to find.
Right.
And we're always accessible, so we do try to get back to you. I mean, gotta love technology, but you're accessible 24/7, most within reason.
And anybody can do if they want to volunteer with anything. What would be on like top of the list besides painting the?
Yeah, we got people for that. It's a bigger job than I'm willing to tackle. But yeah, I will likely be around the office all weekend this weekend. I know we'll be over there Friday getting settled in. Tomorrow's just going to be kind of organized chaos. I do have movers hired because we've got to take desks apart and things like that. So once we're in the new place, it's just going to be lots of unpacking. And then we've still got a lot of stuff to sort through and purge and stuff. So we'll just watch our Facebook page. I'll be putting out some calls for help as we need it. A lot of it's just going to be getting organized in the new space.
Well, I'm going to give you a couple of weeks to get everything settled in. I might pop over there.
There you go.
I got to see the new digs.
Yep. So like I said, we'll probably be holding like an open house for everybody once we get more settled in and get the painting and the little sprucing up done just to kind of show off the place. So.
All right. Well, there we go. Looking forward to everything and updated as needed. And get everybody out.
Yep. The easiest, as I say all the time, just the easiest way to find out what's going on around the downtown is, you know, our Facebook page, Instagram, starting to do a better job of using that a little more. And our website. I mean, whatever's going on is out there. We do have an electronic newsletter we're trying to send out more often now. You can sign up for that via our Facebook page or on the website. The Farmers Market also has a newsletter that goes out every week, so you can sign up for that on the Twin City Farmers Market's Facebook page or website. So those are the easiest ways to always kind of keep track of what's going on and get a hold of us.
Yeah, jump on the Facebook page. It's facebook.com/Sterling Main Street. And boy, you're always on there updating frequently.
Yep.
Well, Jenna, thank you so much.
No problem. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, and you know what? Next time you come in, it's going to be even better.
Yes, we'll hopefully be settled in the new place, and I'll have regained my sanity for a while.
Yes. Hey, enjoy this fantastic weather.
All right, thank you.
Good luck with everything.